Well, you can bring your harmonica with you.
Yeah. Hello, and welcome to the Greater Dayton Podcast, where we cover news, facts, and upcoming events with some comedy mixed in. Today is Thursday, August 14th, and we're so happy you're tuning in with us today. I'm your host, Aaron Chamberlain, and sitting right across from me, the man and the legend, Jamie Yost. How are you doing today?
I'm getting cooler.
Why is that?
The AC is back on, finally.
Heck yeah.
Yeah.
I thought you might have got some cool sunglasses.
No, I can't wear sunglasses.
Ah, okay. Yeah, it does feel nice in here.
Yeah.
Definitely better than last time. I mean, it wasn't bad last
not
time.
Not 87 degrees.
Yeah. Now it's 84 degrees.
Yeah. Well,
we're going
at 79
down.
Right now.
There we go.
And moving closer to the 68 where I want it.
How was your week? Would you do anything over the weekend?
No, not really. We went to go sitting places that had AC and just sat there. It's clearly.
That's fair.
Yeah.
We had that gig at the art festival. That was pretty fun.
Bet you were a nice sweaty mess.
Yeah, they had a nice over, like some trees to provide some shade.
Right.
And it definitely gave a better environment. But it was fun. It was not a bad little festival. It got me a chili.
What's your next festival?
Tony Dog.
When's your next festival?
That I'm going to or that I play at?
That you play at.
I don't know if I have any that I'm playing. I do have some Oktoberfests coming up.
Yeah.
That's starting in September. Looks like I got one in Cincinnati on the 6th.
That's too far. What's closer?
Nothing.
Oh, well, I guess.
I got nothing yet.
Nothing
anyways.
Up here yet. Okay.
Not yet. All right. Well, let's get into some news today. I do have a decent amount, so I definitely want to tackle some of that. First, we will start with a bell ring.
Ding.
Just to give it a little bit of flair. Let's start with Ohio news. I thought this was kind of an interesting thing. People may think it's interesting. It's maybe not. For Vance's birthday, the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers intentionally raised the water level of the Little Miami River last weekend at the request of the Secret Service to ensure the safety of security boats during his 41st birthday kayaking trip for J.D. Vance and his family.
How much did that cost us?
That's a good question. While a spokesman said the vice president was unaware of the action, because, of course, you know, he lives in a box.
Right.
That makes no sense.
His hometown, too.
The move drew sharp criticism as an outrageous use of taxpayer resources.
I agree.
The incident is similar to one in 1999 when a river was raised for a photo opportunity for the then-president Al Gore, Vice President Al Gore, which also sparked political pushback. It's one of those things people, they forget. This stuff just repeats.
Yep.
And then they get all up in arms. And if you just learn to just observe the things that just come back, and then all the different sides, they do all the same things.
Just like AES. When it gets hot, we raise rates.
Yeah. People just get all bent out of shape. Ohio prepares for second round of congressional redistricting. Ohio must redraw its temporary congressional district maps again this year, with state lawmakers facing a November 3rd deadline to approve a new plan for the rest of the decade. The process comes amid charged national debate over gerrymandering, as some Ohio Republicans are pushing for a new map that would give their party 12-3 advantage in the state's congressional delegation. I know it's a big buzz thing right now. Oh, well, let them do their thing. School lunches in Ohio. They have changed significantly, becoming much healthier and more diverse than in the past. Under strict federal regulations, that limits sodium, fat, and now added sugar, schools are serving a wider variety of options like salads. Woo! General TSO's chicken. I don't think that's how you say it.
I think it's
and tiki masala.
Everybody says it different.
Yeah, I know. That's what I was like. TSO.
I've heard tau and tall. Don't toll.
It just has three letters.
Yeah. It's not Trans-Siberian Orchestra.
No, it's not.
It's the other TSO.
That'd be great.
Yeah. It'd be singing to you.
So they're serving this along healthier versions of classics like pizza and chicken nuggets. This has led to increased popularity, a trend that began when meals were universally free during the COVID pandemic and continued as students enjoyed the food and parents appreciated the value. In Ohio, hundreds of thousands of students qualify for free or reduced price lunch, However, recent and potential future changes to federal eligibility rules could impact who has access to these meals. Doesn't really impact me, but it could impact a lot of people out there.
But didn't, like, Michelle Obama change the meals to where they're supposed to be healthier?
Maybe.
Back in the day, I think so, because my son was still in school.
That
happened.
It's funny about her. I know she had this big initiative to get people out and walk and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And I saw a meme when Pokemon Go came out. It's like Pokemon Go achieved in 24 hours what she tried to achieve in years.
Right.
It's like, get out and walk. Okay, I'm going to catch these Pokemons.
Yeah, you got to have something to entertain people.
Yeah, right.
As long as
yeah.
you got a phone in
if
the hand.
If you can gamify something, they'll probably do it. Here's some levies in area counties expected to be on the November ballot. Some of these are pending certification from boards. If you want detailed information, more than I'm going to give you, definitely search for those things that matter to you. I'm just going to kind of run through them. Montgomery County, voters will see a countrywide request to renew a sizable levy to support human services. Toon Townships are asking for new levies, and school districts are asking for levy and income tax. Greene County, voters will see a new library levy. Xenia wants a new income tax, and a few localities have either new levies or replacements that could increase tax bills. Miami County, taxpayers across Miami County will be asked to consider two countrywide tax issues, including the proposed replacement of the 0.4 mil county bridge levy with a continuing tax, and several local issues in a November general election. Excuse me. Northern Warren County. Looks like Springboro Schools is asking for a new levy. Franklin Schools is going for an income tax, and a couple other localities have new tax proposals. I think some of those were, school, police, and fire tax issues, along with 1% income tax repeal for Carlisle local schools, Sunday liquor sales options in Franklin, and proposed adult-use cannabis dispensary in Lebanon. We know what they're up to up in Warren County, apparently.
Yeah.
A lot of drugs and alcohol. Clark County, looks like voters will see...
Know how to
couple,
party.
Yeah.
Yeah.
countywide, I keep saying countrywide, countywide levy requests. Springfield and Northwestern schools both have levies on the ballot, along with spattering of other local. And then last, Butler County... Voters will see countywide elderly services levies and several other new money levies and bonds at Lakota local schools and several townships. Let's see. Last for Ohio news. I don't know. This may be applicable to some people out there, but college is starting back. I'm not going to talk about the high schools and other schools, but college, August 4th, we got Wilberforce University, August 15th, Wittenberg University, August 18th, Clark State, August 20th, Cedarville, August 21st, Wright State, and then August 25, we have a lot. We have Central State, Edison State, Miami University, Sinclair, University of Cincy, and University of Dayton. Man, a lot of them going like late. I like it. Seen any traffic lately with the school starting back up?
I haven't gone downtown. Well, actually.
A little bit by our
just
work.
Just a little bit, yeah.
Yeah.
But I think that's still the road construction.
Yeah, oh man, have you been downtown?
Yes, yesterday I went downtown.
Rough,
yeah.
Right by downtown office. It is rough. It's like if you were walking in the dark and didn't have lights, you'd probably hurt yourself. It's pretty rough. All right, Dayton news. We got a lot. Dayton Public sues Ohio. Says busing changes are unconstitutional. So those busing things we were talking about. They filed a lawsuit against the state trying to stop the state's enforcement of a new provision blocking DPS students from using school-purchased bus passes.
So it'll probably end at
the
school year.
They'll probably reverse it
or
something. The nonprofit, The Collaboratory, is moving forward with the proposal to build an outdoor go-kart track called Race Dayton on top of the deck of the Oregon District Garage. Local business owner Tony Clark... not to be confused with Tony Stark, is leading the effort to build a business plan and proposal for the city. If approved, the project is intended to boost tourism, economic development, and can be finished in 12 to 18 months. That'd be kind of neat. Might be dangerous on the top of a garage, but I'm sure they'll put guardrails up.
Yeah, they've had to put some sort of fence to keep people from jumping off.
A fence. a fence. Just one, you know, 14-inch high fence. Montgomery County Sheriff's Office warning of two new scams going out. One is text messages demanding bond money for supposedly arrested loved one. The other is a fake MasterCard mailed to residents that claims to be from the county jail used to steal personal information. Officials stress their office will never text for bond money or mail debit cards from the jail. Some of that's kind of self, you know, not self, straightforward. Should be obvious, but I don't know. If you got a debit card in the mail, would you start using it?
No.
Yeah. I mean, I guess if it was actually your debit card.
You'd have to have make sure the funds are on there.
You know, that's actually a smart way to use money online. Granted, it's a lot safer now than it used to be. Or even out, if you're traveling abroad or even in a different state, get prepaid cards that run out. Like, you only put a certain amount of limit on there to keep you from losing too much. City of Dayton, they've passed two new zoning laws rules. First prohibits new indoor self-storage facilities from opening in downtown.
So they're tired of U-Haul taking over everything?
Pretty much.
Yeah, I get that.
In downtown commercial and mixed-use districts, as the city considers them as inactive use of land, which is kind of true. It just sits there. It's storage. Second new rule requires property owners to remove graffiti, or graffiti as the rest of the world calls it, within 14 days to combat a recent citywide increase. If they could, you know, make it more appealing, why not keep it around? West Nile virus. A dozen more mosquito samples tested positive in Greene County.
Don't go out at night.
Bringing the county's total to 15 so far. All from mosquitoes. None from, like, humans, but it's a matter of time, I guess. We'll be nationwide news over here. Law enforcement, this is crazy. Law enforcement seized drugs from a Montgomery County major drug trafficking organization. The Sheriff's Office and FBI Cincinnati worked together to seize drugs from a major organization, seizing 38 kilograms of fentanyl, drugs, guns, and cash. Look at this. Look at this. Look at this image. Fentanyl. That's a little scary.
Where'd they get it from?
It's a good question. I know Ohio and Dayton particularly is real, like in West Virginia.
And say it was a traffic stop, right? Or
it was just.
That's just how much they've collected?
Yeah.
Okay.
From this specific one. But man, 38 kilograms, that's so much. It does not take much. I mean, it's like barely a pinky thumbnail. I mean, that's dangerous stuff. Don't get your drugs here, buddy. Yeah. Go up to Michigan or something. We, you know, don't take any advice from us because we don't do drugs.
Speak for yourself.
I mean, you know, the occasional Dayquil, NyQuil.
Take the nighttime sleeping aid.
There we go. See, that's, you know, safe for work. I mean, safe for home. Lastly, this is pretty interesting. I saw one big takeaway is Destination Dayton says the NATO parliamentary assembly that they held in May had a 1.3 million direct economic impact, and the event gave Dayton community around 138 million worth of global publicity. I don't know how they calculate that, but
so where did all the extra funds go for that?
I don't know.
And they had fireworks.
It's
for
just,
only them.
It's just publicity, though.
Yeah,
there's not actually money. It's just if they had to pay for that publicity. I mean, that's why Trump is so popular, because people get money, ratings, clicks. If you can throw Trump in there somewhere, you're set.
Home Alone 2.
You ever Trump?
He's in it.
Yeah. Well, it's one of those things where you listen to a news article or story, and you wait to see how they weave it to Trump. It's just like, man, my pinky toe's hurting today. It's Trump's fault.
Yeah.
You know, he puts you know, concrete on the sidewalk. Or, I don't know. It makes me laugh. Although, you know. People do the same thing with Joe Biden, too, right?
It's his fault.
It is his fault. Thanks, Obama.
Yeah.
That was a popular phrase for him.
Well.
It just, you know, history repeats itself. You can't like, you know, you can't like who's in the office all the time for everybody.
Everybody loved Reagan, though, for some reason.
I thought you were saying everyone loves Raymond.
Well, that's true.
Close, yeah.
I can't stand that show.
Englewood. Looks like the Inglewood Police Department is starting their own podcast. Officers aim to reach community with monthly episodes. Sergeant Eric Total hosts the podcast, aiming at giving residents inside knowledge of what's happening with their local police department. I think that's great. I think it's a great medium to use. I mean, heck, that's what we're doing right now.
Right. So the people that are sitting at home listening to the scanners can actually get to have a listen to a podcast also.
Yep.
Makes sense.
Why not? In Fairborn, looks like there's a rally urging Representative Mike Turner to commit to public town hall meetings. While he spoke to members of the Dayton Defense Trade Group on Thursday, a crowd of 40 people outside urged him to speak with constituents in public meetings. He's never held a town hall, they said, and we have questions. I think he owes us some answers.
Yeah, my wife's related to him.
Yeah?
On her mom's side.
Well, maybe she can get in touch.
He doesn't associate with any of his family.
Yeah.
That's on that side.
That's fair. Kettering.
They're bad people, I guess.
Are they like, da-na-na-na?
No. Yeah, they're not bad to the bone. They just think it interfered with his politics.
Oh, that's not good. The Kettering Board of Zoning Appeals has ruled against resident Todd Combs denying his appeal to keep his 18 backyard chickens. We talked about this before. The board's 4-0 vote on Monday upheld the city's interpretation that chickens are not household pets under current zoning code. Combs, a veteran who considers the chickens his pets, had more than 24 supporters at the meeting, stated he now plans to appeal the decision.
So no chicken fights at his house.
That's right. No betting, no chickens, no nothing. Lebanon. Looks like Warren County to sell its 94-acre fairgrounds to the city of Lebanon. Formal agreement to be presented this fall. Miamisburg, Gigi's Place breaks ground on a family-style senior living, which will have comforts of home, says the owner. The first home is targeted to open in April 26.
Smell like a fart in there.
Yep.
Stinky
socks. I'm sure it will.
Yep.
It smells like that in my house.
Fresh farm.
Family style.
Right.
Troy, it looks like they nixed the water feature for the Prouty Plaza redesign. That's Prouty, not Pouty. I don't have anything else other than that. So if you live in Troy, you probably know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Vandalia referendum issue. We talked about this a smidgen. Board of Elections says the city lacked neutrality. The Montgomery County Board of Elections has accused the city of Vandalia of misrepresenting its findings and lacking neutrality in the handling of a failed housing development referendum. The board claims that after it recommended giving petitioners 10-day extension to fix signature issues caused by faulty forms provided by Vandalia's own law director, the city instead rejected the petition and falsely claimed the board had also ruled it legally insufficient. The board director also alleges the city officials attempted to influence the board's review process. Where they show up with like candy and I don't know, all little
gonna
like
bribe them.
Bribes.
Yeah. Here's
wink.
Like the Family Guy. Oh, piece of candy. Ooh, piece of candy.
West Carrollton set to open a new sustainable elementary school. Looks like next week, marking the next part of the years-long effort to modernize local education infrastructure.
It looks really nice if you've not seen it.
Yeah, I saw some pictures. Yeah. I saw some pictures. And that's all I got. For news, anyways. All right. What we got next?
What you got?
Facts. Talk about some facts.
That's a fact, Jack.
Wow. These are not in the correct date order. I'll try to do it on the fly.
Yeah.
Nah, who cares? On August 19th, 1934, the first All-American Soapbox Derby held in Dayton, Ohio.
I don't think where that is. They don't do it there anymore.
While you think about that, August
Airway area over there. It's like top of the hill.
Yeah.
And it runs. Yeah, I remember they had lines painted. Yeah. And you're driving down the road there, and you're like,
I've never like was a part of that kind of thing growing up. Yeah. We didn't really have it.
We didn't either.
We made the Pinewood Derby cars, the little guys. But
you had to be in a Cub Scout to do that.
Well, I was in the church version of that, Royal Rangers.
Oh, okay.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
On August 20th, 1833, 23rd President of the United States, born in North Bend, Ohio. And who was that? I forgot to put who that was.
nobody important.
23rd president. No, not 123rd. 20. we have reached that.
We're getting there.
I don't know. Who is it? Benjamin Harrison. Nice. Get it, buddy. All right. On August 15, 1977. Wow. Possible alien radio signal from deep space received at the Big Ear, Ohio State's radio telescope in Delaware. I don't know what the wild part is, but I did my part. August 18th, 1987, Ohio healthcare worker Donald Harvey sentenced to triple life sentences for poisoning 24 patients. Wow. I wonder if he's still serving them.
He was good at his job.
August 17, 1915, Charles Kettering issued a patent for the electric ignition device for automobiles. I think I mentioned that last week.
I think you did.
But this is actually the week of that happening. That was from a different list. August 19, 1965, after investing his life savings, Marion Glass. Can you guess where I'm going with this?
Marion's Pizza?
Opened a pizza restaurant on 460 Patterson Road, Dayton, Ohio, called Marion's Piazza.
Not a fan.
I don't mind it. I like it.
It's too salty.
Nah, nothing like Cousin Vinny's.
had plenty of that.
If you'd like to sponsor us.
Had plenty of that on third shift.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah. Hey, let's get pizza. Nothing's open.
All right, back to our Dayton Invention series. Start off with the barcode, UPC. I think we talked about this before. The vertical barcode system and scanner developed by a team led by UD graduate Paul McEnroe in the 70s. McEnroe, McEnroe, McEnroe. Man, that's a name. The LCD display, John L. Lanning of NCR, perfected the liquid crystal display, which is what LCD stands for if you didn't know, in the early 70s, making large-scale manufacturing possible. Number three, Cheez-Its, the popular cheese cracker invented by the Green and Green Company in Dayton in 1921.
Yeah, there's a statue of that now.
Is there?
Yeah.
I have to check it out.
I think it's down there where they have the Carillon Park.
I'm going to say statue.
The guy that does the radio show, Todd, actually got that all put together.
Ah.
Beaver Creek.
So it's like a big Cheez-It.
It's a big Cheez-It, yeah. It's a big statue of one.
Also, in the returns, I get this Cheez-It sculptures. Looks like
a They had like a Cheez-It day down there. Yeah. It all went down. It's a big thing. I don't care for them, but
I missed out. Apparently.
I prefer a cheese ball. You know?
Yeah, agreed. I like that.
Or Cheetos.
Cheetos. Trapper Keeper. You know what that is?
Yep, we had them in school.
This iconic school binder invented in the late 1970s by E. Bryant Crutchfield of Mead. You should look at some old photos. They're actually pretty interesting.
Yeah.
All right, that's all I got for facts and news.
I probably just donated some to Goodwill.
Yeah, 19. I know. I still have one I got actually for work, and I just never use it. I don't use it at all. All right, moving on to the days of the week. Let's check them out.
What do you got?
I got, we're not going to do today, but today is National Creamsicle Day.
Yay.
So get your creamsicles out. All right, Friday. Lemon meringue pie day. That's not too bad. I don't mind lemon stuff. National Relaxation Day. What if you just sprawled out at work? We're like, I am celebrating National Relaxation Day.
I don't think that'll work.
Yeah. Kool-Aid Day.
Oh, yeah.
You should show up. Yeah, he's got a big picture of him. Revitalize the taste buds with a vibrant burst of fruity and refreshing powdered beverage. A timeless thirst-quenching delight.
Fruit punch was always the best.
It's funny you say that because we use the Mio's or the Kroger brand of water flavorings.
Yeah.
Fruit Punch is generally the one I like the most. Men's Grooming Day on Friday. Make sure you get that done.
Get your haircut. Her dad needs a haircut. Maybe
shave, trim, or even visit a professional salon. It's also the Nile Festival. I wonder if the West Nile could be a part of it.
Possibly.
Celebrate the mosquitoes on this day.
Right.
National Back to School Prep Day.
Do you have VJ Day? Because I have no idea what that is.
VJ. Yeah, it's usually like a... No. I don't have it, but it's usually a musical thing.
The Wizard of Oz was this week earlier, I think.
Oh, it's Victory Over Japan.
Oh, well, I guess that's what it is.
It's celebrated on August 14th and 15th. So technically today and tomorrow. World Greatness Day. I Love Cowboys and Cowgirls Day. I don't know if I want to celebrate that when I work.
I like the cowgirls.
Not the cowboys, though. Save a...
horse?
No. I was trying to think of something for the girl side, but no. Not going to do that today.
Okay.
National No SpongeBob Day.
What? That's tomorrow?
It's got a big sign and everything. You should make a poster and like carry it into work. National No SpongeBob.
I don't think people would get it though.
Hawaiian Shirt Day. You think I could pop into work with that?
It's kind of fun. Especially that SpongeBob on it.
Assumption Day.
There was a lady at the front desk today. She had green and white stripes. And all I kept seeing was like, we just got a letter.
Blue's Clues, yeah. Steve. Yeah, I grew up on Steve, not the other guy. Whatever his name is.
The one who replaced
Matt
him.
Matt or Frank.
They had like four or five other people.
Yeah. The joke was he left because he had a drug problem or something.
He was going bald.
We can't have you. Yeah. I mean, it's a real media thing. It's like, just like on news models, if you don't look the part, we ain't hiring you. And it can sound sexist because it is.
Yeah, he said something about he was starting to lose his hair and he didn't want to see himself deteriorate on TV.
Sure. It's fair.
Well, I get it.
We'll get a toupee.
Then they bring him back 20 years later and he's completely bald almost. So it makes sense.
It's a new character.
It's Howie Mandel.
It's his dad.
You're right.
You just play into it. All right, Saturday, National Roller Coaster Day, along with Rum Day.
Yeah, Elvis Presley
week.
Something?
It should be a week.
Oh, boy, that'll be fun.
World Bratwurst Day.
You can walk around work and be like, thank you very much.
Should. International Geocaching Day. Have you done geocaching?
I don't even know what that is.
So, a lot of times you have to have, like, some sort of program, whether it's an app on your phone or something, and people hide stuff, and then they give you clues, and you go find it. Like, they give you, like, the general locations. You could drive there, but then you got to find it. So it's a scavenger hunt, kind of. So it's not too fun. It's not too bad. It's pretty fun. World Honeybee Day, National Tell-A-Joke Day. There we go. International Homeless Animals Day. Man, look at that cat picture they gave me.
Wow.
His eyes are missing.
A rough cat.
Well, I guess you're far homeless.
At least he's still got all his hair.
Break the Monotony Day. Surveillance Day. That's every day.
You have daughter-in-law day?
No, I guess not.
That's because nobody cares.
We
about
on Saturday
that.
The 16th?
I think so.
National Backflow Prevention Day.
You got Joe Miller's Joke Day on there, right?
Because
I don't know who that is either.
Joe. No.
I went on with the joke.
You sure you're on the right day?
I don't know. It says Saturday, 16th.
16th? Yeah. No, I don't have it.
What is it, though?
What is it? You say what?
Yeah, Joe Miller's Joke Day. Joe. Just wonder how funny he is.
Joke Day. It is August 16th. I don't know who that is.
The new one for me.
Is
this some sort of comedian? Did he do Daffy Duck's voice?
He's an actor, I guess.
No.
English actor, cast of Sir Robert Robert. Let's see.
Oh, well, he's not important.
He's not.
If he doesn't make your list, then it's not important.
All right, let's move on to Sunday. All right. We got National Thrift Shop Day. Man, that's every day.
Yeah.
I love it.
Number two, Pencil Day.
Yeah. Goes with
What's the number one pencil?
It didn't make the cut. Only number two. National Black Cat Appreciation Day. Glad we're inside. It sounds like the leaf blower lady's back.
I hear sirens.
No, I think it's...
That's the police sirens in the other room.
Oh, it could be, yeah. National Nonprofit Day. Hey!
Hey, that's us.
Baby Boomers Recognition Day. Nah.
Vanilla Custard Day?
Yeah, I got that one. National I Love My Feet Day.
It depends on what they smell like.
Yeah, they got a picture of somebody with hearts on their feet.
Oh. There's got to be a good joke there.
Yeah, somewhere.
Yep.
Heart of the feet. self-care.
Feet are hard?
No. National Fishing Month. Afternoon Tea Week. National Massachusetts Day. Man, there's nothing good on Sunday. Get off of this. Monday. Oh, wait. Did that say custard again?
It's
National Vanilla Custard.
Vanilla Custard,
Day.
Yeah.
Hmm. I like it. All right.
Monday.
Serendipity Day.
Really? It's my wife's favorite day.
I like it.
I wonder if she knew it was coming.
For those that don't know what that means, life's unexpected twists often lead to the best moments. Those happy accidents that bring you smiles and make stories worth telling. National Fajita Day.
Fajita. I like a good fajita. Chicken or beef?
Oh, I like to get the mix. Three.
You
like
want,
all three. Chicken, beef, and shrimp.
You want chicken, beef, and shrimp fajita. Mm-hmm. All in one thing?
Oh, yeah.
So is that like surf and turf and...
Burf.
Something I don't know.
I don't know. Surf, turf, and poultry. Surf? What is a surf? That's the... Okay.
Chicken. And
nah, I don't know.
I have no clue where you're going with that.
I don't either. National Couples Day. It's only on Monday, though. And National Ice Cream Pie Day? Have you had an ice cream pie? Is that just an ice cream cake?
Like a sandwich? Does that count?
I don't know. The picture they have looks like it's just pie.
Maybe it's like a frozen pie.
Ice cream pie? I don't know if I've ever had an ice cream pie.
Well, you should go get you a slice.
National Pinot Noir Day. Never Give Up Day. No. Yeah, well, that goes right there with your National Couples Day.
Yeah. Never going to give you up. He'll be singing that one all day.
Yeah. National Bad Poetry Day. Why would you make it? No.
That's the stuff you read in the bathroom.
Yeah. World Breast Cancer Research Day.
Need a helping hand?
There you go.
Yep. I'm a little tired today. The lack of sleep.
Well, that's not one of the national days today.
Oh, well.
Take a nap day. All right, Tuesday, National Aviation Day, World Photography Day. Ooh, National Potato Day.
There's your ice cream again.
Again?
Soft ice cream day. So it must be like ice cream week or something.
I think it was like ice cream month last month.
I'm okay with that.
Talk Like Jar Jar Binks Day on Tuesday.
Misa didn't see that.
You used to know like that. It's like boom to Gaza and crashing the hate glicker and banished. I spag. Oh man, I know people hate on him, but I always enjoyed his character. God, look at the 3D. It looks like AI art. That looks terrible. That looks terrible.
My wife likes that character for some reason.
Yeah, I don't mind. International Orangutan Day. Interesting. International Bow Day. All right, let's go on to Wednesday. National Bacon Lovers Day. That's every day.
He said orangutan reminded me of the Clint Eastwood movie where he was a boxer.
Yeah.
Any which way went loose. And he had the monkey always in the car, orangutan. He's like, right turn, Clyde. Punch the bikers.
That's funny. World Mosquito Day.
Hey, just in time.
Yeah. They can carry deadly disease that affects millions annually. Protect yourself with these tiny but dangerous insects. International Hawaiian Pizza Day.
You got chocolate pecan pie? I do. You like that?
I do. Yeah. I mean, I don't seek it out, but I'll eat it.
I don't know if I'd eat that or not. Too much.
Mm.
Not a big chocolatey guy.
Not a whole lot of good stuff on this day.
This next week sucks, except for the ice cream.
Thursday. Thursday day. Burger Day, yeah, let's go.
Thursday's Burger Day.
Oh, National Fentanyl Prevention and Awareness Day. Well, we helped out with that.
Yeah, right.
National Spumoni Day.
Spit it out day.
It's a layered Italian ice cream with cream,
oh,
fruit,
look.
And nuts.
Ice cream again.
Yeah, look at that. That looks like Neapolitan, but
it looks like something else.
It's layered ice Italian ice cream I think you can get that at Ritter's.
Yeah.
Mm.
That's your favorite place, isn't it?
Yep.
That's custard, though.
National, yeah, it is. National Brazilian Blowout Day. There's a couple jokes on that one.
It's a shaving joke, right?
International Day of Remembrance and Tribute to the Victims of Terrorism. Man, you need to make an acronym out of that one. Internet Self-Care Day. Hazy IPA Day. Daffodil Day. National Senior Citizens Day. Hey-o.
Woo-hoo.
Getting up there.
No, I'm not there. I can't even get Social Security anymore at a young age.
Yeah, I know.
Welcome to 67.
Womp, womp. All right.
Thanks, Trump.
Thanks, Obama. Thanks, Trump. It's everybody's fault. All right. Let's move on to some events. Wow. I was looking at the events earlier, and it definitely looks like things are dropping off, which we kind of figured that.
School's back. Yeah, football. Well, you'll have fall festivals now.
Yeah.
So true. Everybody will have something different during the week.
All right, let's start up on tomorrow, the 15th. We are going to do some fairs and festivals along with those recurring events. On Friday, we got the play that goes wrong. I think that's kicking off at the La Comedia Dinner Theater. They got multiple days going on. Yeah.
Something new?
Yeah, I know. Yeah,
what's missing?
What was the – I can't think of
– Man.
What was the last thing they were playing there?
Starts with an M.
And ends with a duh. Motel duh. All right. Looks like we got some fairs and festivals kicking off. We got the Great Dark County Fair. Looks like that's a 9-day fair.
Yeah.
Bremen Fest in New Bremen for 3 days. Little River Bluegrass Festival in Oregonia for 3 days. St. Elizabeth Ann Seton Parish Festival for 3 days in Milford. Carlisle has railroad days for a couple days.
You ever been to that?
Uh-uh.
It's actually really good.
Is it
like trains?
I do.
Yeah, it's not far from the Dark County.
Is it a lot of like a lot of train centric stuff?
They have a little bit here and there, but I mean, there's no trains that even run through there anymore.
Yeah,
so, like the history.
It's sad. Yeah. It's sad that trains. And you know, every time I cross over, like that one by our work where they paved over it, and it's just like, it sucks. I know things change, and money is a big thing a lot of the time. Harvested Here Festival in Hillsboro for a couple of days. 7 Mile Oktoberfest. And 7 Mile for a couple days. Looks like they're starting early for theirs. Then we got Cruise in the Roadhouse at the Rip Rap. Friday night patio parties at the Neon. Looks like trivia at the Miami Valley Sports Bar. And dance, social vintage dance Fridays at 1400 E 5th Street, wherever that is.
East 5th Street.
Yeah. On Saturday, a lot of those same festivals I just mentioned. Some skip down. Looks like a new one, Dayton African American Cultural Festival for 2 days in Dayton. Fairborn's got his Sweet Corn Festival for a couple of days.
Going to that?
Probably not.
They take like a big tub of butter and they dip the corn in it. Then they hand it to you.
Yeah, that is pretty good.
It's dripping.
Saturday,
I
might check out the Porch Fest.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I saw that.
Yeah.
I think we're going to go out to Young's.
Okay.
They have a Jeep thing going on.
You like? Oh, yeah. I was going to say, do you like Jeeps? And I forgot about the last pictures we had.
It depends on how hot it is again.
Looks like Centerville still got Boomerfest, or that is Boomerfest. I'm not really sure. Eaton has E-Town, Shakedown, Music and Art Festival. That might be interesting. Versailles has Fairfest. Kettering has Pepperfest.
Achoo!
Oxford got Red Brick Reunion. Dayton Beer Company has a Summer Band Series going on. Then some farmers markets. We got Yellow Springs, Franklin, Shiloh, Green County, Troy, Oakwood.
Anywhere
the Heights.
Anywhere there's a farm, there's a festival.
There's a city, there's a farm. Yeah. Market. New Carlisle. Looks like the Beacon in Fairfield has Shop for Dignity Craft and Vendor Show. Looks like a multi-day thing.
Shop for who?
Shop for Dignity Craft.
Oh, okay. I thought you said Disney.
Not quite.
Yeah.
Disney doesn't have that dignity anymore. BFW's got the Grilled Pork Chop Dinner. In the evening, and then looks like that moonlight bike ride in Greene County Parks.
You're going, right?
No.
You're going to scare people as a
moonlight bike ride from 7 to 9.
It's the Bigfoot outfit comes out, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
Sunday, a lot of the same festivals. Middletown's got its open air summer market. Vinyl Sunday at the Barrel. Outer Soul Sundays at the Spot. Dayton Poetry Slam. The Spot is a place in Dayton. And it's not just the Spot, but it is the Spot. Dayton Poetry Slam at the Yellow Cab.
Sponsored by 7-Up.
Yes. Sunday, Fun Day Karaoke at the Barrel. And then on Monday, things start to really drop off. Still the play that goes wrong, Great Dark County Fair. Then we got the Boot Camp Fitness Class, Trivia at the Green, Dance, Beginner Square Dance at the Michael Solomon Pavilion, and then Monday Night Laughs at Oregon Express. You know, at this point, I've stopped just worrying about the times. If they are interested, they can find them. You know, usually if it's a show or live music, it's in the evenings. If it's a festival, it's probably all day.
Except for that goat yoga.
Yeah, that's true. It's 11 to 12 or 10 to, 6 to 7. I don't know, some weird.
Or something on Riverside where you go down there for lunch.
Right. 12 to 2.
Yeah.
Could, unless it's specified otherwise. Tuesday, we got karaoke every Tuesday with Zane at the Yellow Cab, Progressive Euchre Tournament at Star City Brewing. Still need to try check that out. Trivia Tuesdays at the Dayton Beer Company. Dayton Dragons looks like they're playing the Peoria? P-E-O-R-I-A. Peoria. Karaoke night at the Barrel House Wednesday. Still a lot of that stuff going on before Williamsburg Farmers Market, Trotwood Market, Fairborn Farmers Market, then the Boot Camp Fitness Class and the Squirt Fitness Class at the Riverscape.
Squirt Fitness Class?
Squirt. Oh. Not Squirt. Squirt.
I was thinking they had squirt guns.
I said Squirt, I think. I put a Q in there. Live trivia at Star City Brewing. Live trivia night at Ailmatic. Puzzle Feud at the DBC, Dayton Dragons game, then Open Mic Night at the Leaf and Vine. Then lastly, Thursday, we got Sunset at the Market, Second Street Market, Karaoke Thursdays at the Dayton Beer Company, Open Mic Night at Dunaway's, Open Mic Night at the Barrel House, Trivia Fun at the Bach Family Brewing, Dayton Dragons, Music Bingo at the Trolley Stop. All right, that's it for that. And then let's move on to some miscellaneous and live music. When I looked at Friday, I mean, Saturday is pretty packed, but Friday, it is like half of what I normally have.
And it'll get worse.
Yeah, it'll be like four.
Football games.
So this segment will be, this segment will be like done in 5 minutes. I mean, I'm all about football too, well, and Renaissance Festival.
High school.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Fridays.
Renaissance Festival starting to kick up on the 30th, so I'm excited about that. We'll talk about that when it gets closer. All right, Friday, we got the Bremen Fest 5K. Run and fun run. I think as part of that.
That's all
festival.
You wear, right?
Yep.
You just wear a ribbon.
That's it.
Sponsored by Pabst Blue Ribbon.
Pabst Blue Ribbon. Third Friday Fort Ancient Archaeology Tour at Fort Ancient. I don't know how that got in here, but whatever.
Indiana Jones going to be there?
It might be. Chewbacca might be there too. Wrong movie. Same pair though. Centerville concert at the Cornerstone Park. Elise and Moses. I didn't know Moses was in a band.
Either.
Bach Family Brewing's got Catherine Wilder. The Joe Cowles Band at the Dunaways. We got Five Band at Lock Nine Park. I don't know if that's the name or if there's five bands. It's up to you to figure it out. It's only 2 hours, so probably the name. An Evening with the Petersons at Russia School Auditorium. Russia, Ohio. Have you? Interesting.
Trump will be there.
No, that's Sunday. Oh. Or I don't know what day. Acoustic hookah at Riverfront Park downtown. It's spelled acoustic. The Levitt has Incendio at the Levitt. Summer Night Hike at the Bruckner Nature Center. Aiden Kinzer at James on the Main. Chris Porter at the Funny Bone. Smithville South at the Phone Booth Lounge. Engraved Darkness, Amini, and a couple of bands at the Hidden Gem Music Club. I'm not even going to try to pronounce some of these words. That Arena Rock Show at the Phrase. Nothing But Treble at Brick Tap and Tavern. Peyton Sampson Acoustic at Courtyard Lounge. And the Courtney Joe Band at Good Time Charlie's. And on Saturday, whew, I need a drink for this one. We got the C&E Gun Show at the Montgomery County Fairgrounds. That's their double day. Springfield has the Antique Show and Flea Market. It's a multi-day thing. And then we got some runs. We got the Dayton Physicians Foundation 5K run and walk. We got the KWF Fun Run in Westchester. Miami East Viking Run in Castown. Patterson Park Church 5K in Dayton. St. John the Baptist 2 Miller Run and Walk in Tip City, and 5K for Kelly in Dayton Playhouse. I didn't know they were doing runs.
I had to ask Kelly about it.
We don't want to do any more shows. We're just going to run.
Yeah.
Waynesville has the fall open house. Inglewood Metro has a geeky garage sale. It actually sounds kind of interesting. I might want to check that out,
right.
Actually. Yoga in the Park at Riverscape.
There
Oddities
it is.
And Curiosities at Johnston Farm and Indian Agency in Piqua. That's a multi-day thing. Springfield has the Rotary Gourmet Food Truck Competition. That'll be fun.
We've got one coming up.
Young's Dairy has the
Jeep thing.
Jeep Lifestyle Meet and Greet. Jefferson, the Contemporary Dayton has chair yoga. No, thanks.
Chair yoga?
Yeah, it's not, it ain't no goat yoga, but it's chair yoga. And St. Anne's Hill District has the Dayton Porch Fest. I'm probably going to check that out.
Yeah.
The Stillwater Prairie Reserve has bugs, bugs, bugs.
So do we. Mosquitoes, mosquitoes, mosquitoes.
Yeah, they may have West Nile virus.
Right.
25-cent movie, Men in Black at the Plaza Theater, Miamisburg. And Trotwood Madison Park has music live by Michelle, and it's spelled M-I-C-H-E-L apostrophe L-E because, of course, they need to be special. Rick Sylvester going on at Old Mason Winery. A lot of these are music. The Tailgate Band at the Green, Rockin' River Duck Drop and Jeep Cruisin' at Lock 9 Park in Piqua. You might want to check that out. Take your Jeep over there. Chris Porter at the Funny Bone. He's a, I think, comedian. All right, all these are music. Samuel Harness, top 20 on The Voice. Ooh, famous. At the Bach Family Brewing. Scott Lee and the Wanderers at Dunaway's. Weston Papp at the Leaf and Vine. Wild Frontiers on Jane's and the Main. Honor and Glory at Connection Point Church. The Levitt has the Porch Fest After Party featuring Island Jewel. The Rose has Ricky Skaggs and Kentucky Thunder plus the Oak Ridge Boys.
Boy.
Oh, boy. Indian Creek Distillery has the Vintage 3 Band, Phone Booth Lounge, Black Water Voodoo, Midview Clinically Cliche, and more at the Hidden Gym. What is going on? Are they from do they work in a hospital and they just formed a band? The Contenders at the Barrel, Benny Bodine at the Pick, Tap, and Tavern, Joshua Ryan and the 1606 Band at Good Time Charlie's, Backburn at Courtyard Lounge, and Chris Porter again at the Funny Bone. All right, that's all for Saturday. And then Sunday. Second day for those things I mentioned earlier, Cincinnati Triathlon in Waynesville. Why is it called Cincinnati?
I don't know.
Just kidding. Grateful Dead movie at the Neon, $15. Outdoor concert band at Piatt Castle.
Oh, they had a movie?
Yeah. Yeah, they have movie nights. I haven't really talked much about them because there's so many. Just like, I'm not going to mention every single movie. But if you're interested, go watch the movie. I guess I could put an entry just the Neon has a movie. Go check it out.
Yeah.
Movie night, a Minecraft movie at Lockdown Park. Wright Station Concerts has 24/7. That is the name of the band. Dayton Jazz Orchestra at the Hidden Gym. Britt Floyd at the Rose. Travis Tritt, T-R-I-T-T, at the Dark County Fairgrounds. And Skillet at the Frays. I actually wish I could go, but I'm not going to make that. Yeah.
What are they saying?
It's a Christian band.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, they've been around for a long time. They've changed, like, members and styles. All yeah, but I grew up on them. On Monday, one thing. We got Rob Thomas at the Rose Music. On Tuesday, we got free yoga at Tip City. It's free. It doesn't cost anything. You can do that at home, too. You don't have to drive there. Trailing Moms and Tots at Stillwater Prairie Reserve. Curio Courthouse has a Trivia Tuesday from 12 to 1. Cox Operatorium has their tram tours. The Tank at the Dayton Arcade has Sing Dayton by Bach Society. I think they're supposed to, like, people can come in, they can sing and do a bunch of stuff with them, so that probably would be fun. Talk, A Canal for the Rest, the Miami and Erie at St. John's Lutheran Church. Live music with Zachary Fisher at Riverscape. Velvet Crush Unplugged at the Wright Station Corner. And then Wednesday, Curio Zen's Day free tone and stretch at the Courthouse Square from 12:15 to 12:45. Only 30 minutes, though. You can't do more than that.
Yeah.
Stillwater River has the Stream Exploration. Whispers Speakeasy has live music with Dan Vorce. I actually submitted to try to get us in there. It looks like a nice little place.
Right.
It was an old speakeasy. Trivia night at Ailmatic, Jeff Allen at the Funny Bone, and karaoke night at the Brick Tap. And then last on our list is Thursday, evening in the garden at Johnston Farm and Indian Agency. Curio has the Unplugged Thursday with Harmonica Neil from 12 to 2.
You can bring your harmonica with you.
Yeah. That's pretty good representation.
Yeah,
right?
That'll work. Like bagpipes more, though.
There we go. That'll be a good opener. New Carlisle has their food truck night. Dora District Pub Crawl in Miqua. Artini Dayton has the Dayton Arcade Rotunda. High Energy Band, The Menus at Wilson Park in West Carrollton. And then Levitt has System Ali at the Levitt Pavilion. All right, that's all I got. That's all I got. See y'all later. Got anything coming up?
You said The Menus.
So you said, yeah.
What about if they come up with like a funny band and they were like The Minions? And you could throw bananas at them.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah.
That'd be something I would do. Because I do like
well,
my...
And then,
they sing that way too?
Yeah, yeah. That'd be kind of fun.
You
should work on that as one of your songs.
I should. This is the Minion song. Well, we talked a little bit already. I know you got your Jeep thing.
I'm going to enjoy this AC right now.
Yeah.
I'm gonna catch up.
My weekend is going to be just laying by the AC.
I'll catch up on some sleep. And then that's about it.
That's fair. Yeah, I just got the Levitt tomorrow. Probably going to check out the Porch Fest and probably just get a lot of gaming in because I am on call this week. So. I don't like to go very far. I can.
Yeah.
I can still do stuff pretty much everywhere, but.
You have to be in within like 30 minutes or something?
I just have to be able. I should have to respond with a certain period of time. Yeah. I rarely, if ever, have to go in. I don't think I have yet, but people have before. So
I'll make sure you have something to do.
My foot's broke. Can you fix it? Nope.
I'm going to tell Jenna to, hey, go ahead and sabotage a few things. Call Aaron in.
My watch doesn't work. That's technology. Can you fix it? No. People think that sometimes. If it's got a plug, that means it's IT, right?
No.
I'm not fixing your heater.
Really?
Or your AC.
Well, I got that fixed. Thankfully.
Thankfully.
For now.
Well, I don't have much else. Well, we want to thank everyone for tuning in today. Just remember, we are a value for value podcast, meaning if you get any value out of the show, feel free to send it back our way, whether it's time, talent, or treasure. If you have any questions or comments, or you want to drop us a funny line, send us an email at greaterdaytonpodcast@gmail.com. And as always, stay cool out there, because I know I try to, but
right.
You know, it's like sweating bullets going from the house to the car.
Yep, I agree with you there. Yeah, I'm sorry,
it
was my normal self, but maybe next week it'll be better once things cool off.
I think it's the AC.
Yeah,
it's the AC.
I'm just enjoying it.
Well, good sir. Have a good one.
I will.
Take care.
Yep. Peace.
Thank you.